Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 20 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several languages are available all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. You know, the Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's holy word. And you know as well as I do that we cannot rely on the words of men, because men change. But God is unchanging. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." So you see, my friend, you can depend on God's word. In a few moments, Dr. Yoder will speak to us from John chapter 2 and verses 1 to 11. It is the report of the first miracle that Jesus performed when he began his earthly ministry. This miracle is called a sign. It was something that gave proof to the reality of Jesus' claim to be the Messiah. Right now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior. We praise you that you have revealed yourself to us in the pages of Holy Scripture. For those of us who are your children, we understand that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. In a few moments, Dr. Yoder will share his teaching from the Word, and I pray that you will open my heart and the heart of my friend who is listening to receive that Word. I pray that each one listening will gain a better understanding of who Jesus really is, and I pray this in his name. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder.
The Bible records times of revelation. Each period of revelation was accompanied by signs and miracles. Let me suggest just two for you. In the days when Moses brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, God performed miracles by the hand of Moses. We can read about these in the books of Exodus and Numbers. For example, God sent flies and hail to convince Pharaoh to let Israel go. And then later, when the people of Israel had departed from the Lord and were worshiping idols, God raised up the prophet Elijah. Elijah performed miracles by the hand of God. You can read about these in the book of 1 Kings. For example, there was no rain for 3.5 years. When Jesus came and lived among men, God performs miracles by his hand. I'm telling you, the Bible records times of revelation, and each of them was accompanied by signs and miracles. And when Jesus lived, he performed such signs. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, record 38 such miracles that Jesus performed. Of course, the Bible says in those accounts that many other signs also did Jesus. We have one of them here, the first one right before us. Here now is the Bible, John 2, 1-11. Listen carefully and watch in your Bible as I read. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus and his disciples were both invited to the marriage. And when they lacked wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus saith to her, "Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And there were 6 water pots of stone there, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures each. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw out and carry it to the governor of the feast." And they carried it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water which was made wine, and did not know where it was from, but the servants who drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets forth good wine, and when men have drunk well, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and showed forth his glory, and the disciples believed on him. In connection with this sign, I want to note several commands to the servants that are important to us as well. The first one is, do it. They were at this wedding, Jesus and the disciples and the mother of Jesus. A wedding, of course, is a time of joy. In all cultures, weddings are times of rejoicing. There was great joy here, but they ran out of wine, so Jesus' mother came to him and said, "They have no wine." That is not the important statement in the passage, however. The important statement in this passage is what the mother of Jesus said to the servants. She said to them, "Whatever he says to you, do it." She left no choice to them. Here is a great lesson. A great lesson. My friend, do you need a sign? You will not receive a sign. There is no hope for you unless you do what he says. Exactly what he says. There is no choice left for you. The second command was, carry it. I want you to notice that when he spoke to the servants, he said they were to fill the water pots, 6 of them, with water. They filled them. Then he said, "Draw out now and carry unto the governor of the feast." You could say that these were very simple instructions, very simple. Fill the water pots, draw some out, carry it to the governor of the feast. They are simple, and yet they must be followed carefully. There can be no departure from the clear instructions of the Lord. I want that to come home to you, because many people today want a sign, but they do not want to do what the Lord has asked them to do. How do we find out what that is? We find out what that is when we read the Bible. I'm not suggesting to you that you should find yourself 6 water pots of stone and fill them and draw out and expect the water to be turned to wine. That is not the point. The point to learn is this, the great abiding principle. If you want to understand who he is, you must be ready to follow his instructions carefully. And then there is a third command. Taste it. They took this water, turned to wine, to the governor of the feast, and when he tasted it, he said, "This is better than we had before." There's something beautiful about that, isn't there? Whatever Jesus does is best. I'm in no position to make a judgment because I do not drink wine, so I cannot make a judgment on this. I do not know exactly on what basis the bridegroom should have known or on what basis the governor made his judgment. But the ruler of the wedding said, "You have kept the best till last." And Jesus always does things the best way. The governor, who knew nothing about the activities or how the wine was made, said, "It is the best." This sign showed forth the glory of Jesus, and his disciples believed on him. Do you need a sign? Signs cannot be ignored. No, they can't be ignored. They must be acknowledged. The commandments Jesus gave to the servants ring true today. The commandment that the mother of Jesus gave to the servants rings true today, too. Do what he tells you. You cannot know him until you are willing to obey him. Now, if you will take this attitude of complete yieldedness to what Jesus says, then you will see the glory of God too. And the signs will add confirmation to what you know to be correct.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that helpful teaching. My friend, are you looking for a sign from God? When Jesus was here on this earth, his miracles were signs or proofs of his deity. His actions convinced people that he was who he claimed to be, the Son of God. But today, we have the full revelation of Jesus through his word, the Holy Scripture. And we also have the Holy Spirit. Now, I am not so arrogant as to say that the age of signs and wonders or miracles has totally passed away. But signs and wonders are not the primary way by which Jesus calls people into a relationship with him. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 10:17 about the primary way that God uses today. He writes, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So God's word is the primary way that people learn about him and come to faith in him. And that's the reason we always come to you on this program with teaching from a particular portion of God's word. The Apostle Peter wrote, "As newborn babes, Christ followers should desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." In other words, just like a newborn baby seeks its mother's breast, so we should turn to the word of God for our source of spiritual nourishment and growth. And you know, Satan will do all he can to keep us from feeding on the word of God. He knows that without it, we will become sickly and weak and powerless. So I urge you, friend, feast on God and his word. Now, do you have a question about the Bible and living as a Christ follower? If so, write to us. We will take your questions to the word of God and find answers that will bring meaning and purpose to your life if you accept them. So if you have questions, write to us today. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Braeswood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching. Do you need a sign? I'd be happy to send one to you. And friend, if you do not have a Bible and you cannot afford to buy one, please let us know. We will gladly send a copy of the Bible to you free of charge. Now remember, this offer is only for you if you do not have a copy of God's Word and you cannot afford to purchase one. If you meet those qualifications, then you may request a copy of the Scriptures from us without charge. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Do You Need a Sign? It's available in print or on an audio CD. And if you don't have a Bible and can't afford to buy one, you may ask us to send one to you. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. In his teaching, Dr. Yoder will show us how to do what is right. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.